The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Maybe begin this period of meditation by just taking in how you are. Just in a simple way, being with yourself and seeing if it can be okay to be with yourself just as you are. Much as it would be nice to have a friend to sit with you with however you are. Maybe your mind can be that friend. Just taking in the emotional tone in the mind, the feeling in the body. How are you right now? In our mindfulness practice, we explore the possibility of meeting ourselves as we are, being with ourselves, being with our experience, and that very act of being with ourselves can be very nourishing, very supportive, and actually can begin to change how we are in an interesting way. And having taken stock of how you are, it can be helpful in meditation to allow there to be a relaxation of body, of mind. And so, exploring that possibility right now, relaxing the muscles of the head and face, across the forehead, around the eyes and mouth, relaxing the jaw, the neck and shoulders, just as much as is available. Softening the muscles of the arms and hands. Letting your arms and hands be supported. And relaxing with that support. Relaxing the chest and upper back, those muscles around the rib cage. Maybe even taking a deeper breath, which you might notice can support relaxing those muscles around the rib cage. Stretching on a deeper in-breath, all of those muscles stretching around the rib cage, and then relaxing, softening, releasing on the out-breath. Maybe a second deeper breath. Relaxing the muscles of the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back, the hips, the pelvis. And maybe too the legs can relax, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible, not always, but sometimes there can also be a way that we can check in more deeply inside of the body and allow a relaxation in the core of the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then maybe as a way to explore a relaxation of mind. An image or an analogy for relaxing the mind. As if your brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. And checking in again now, having explored a relaxation of body and mind. How are you right now? How is the body? What is the tone, the emotional tone, the feeling? It may be similar to the way it was at the beginning, or it may have shifted a little bit. Just taking it in, however it is. Again, exploring a possibility of being with yourself as you are right now. Seeing if there can be an okayness with how you are. And if it feels like there's a resistance of some kind or some part of the mind that is not okay with what's here, maybe there can be a little bit of expanding beyond the edges of that. So that too can be okay. Oh, there's some resistance, and oh, that can be okay too. Not needing to fix anything or make anything any different. Just being with just how you are. This being with it's a form of mindfulness practice. And for some people, it also supports our ability and our capacity to be with ourselves, to allow the attention to connect with some particular aspect of our experience. Maybe the breath. Being with an in-breath and an out-breath. But not needing to push anything else away. We can be with an in-breath and an out-breath and still know that hearing is happening and still know that there's other body sensations happening. And just being with a breath, but letting the mind be soft and receptive. If sound is there, well, there's hearing and the breath happening. That's okay. Some other body sensation. There's that sensation and the breath. And sometimes the breath is not such a comfortable place to land, and maybe the body, the physicality of the body, contact of your hips against the chair, a cushion or bench, the feet, the hands. Maybe this is a place where the mind can more comfortably settle and connect. That's fine. Maybe a broader sense of sitting here. Sitting. And contact of the body against the floor or chair, bench or cushion. Or sometimes it can be helpful to have a completely different kind of place for the mind to settle for the next few minutes. I'll invite us all to turn to the experience of hearing. Taking in the sound, distant sounds, soft kind of rumbling sounds, the sound of my voice, sounds in the building, maybe connecting to the experience of hearing for this moment, for this time, almost as if it were music. Just letting the sounds come to the ear, arise, pass. Sometimes the sounds are like waves. Sometimes they're more sharp and quick. My voice is more sharp and quick. Relaxing and seeing if you can just simply receive this experience of hearing. This is a form of being mindful, knowing what's happening in the present moment, in the field of hearing. You don't have to identify the sounds. Much as if you're listening to music, you don't have to identify what the instruments are. You can just take it in. Just letting the sounds wash through. If one of these three areas feels more comfortable for you to connect with, either the breath, the whole body, or the field of hearing, you're welcome to let the attention kind of settle there. Let that be the kind of touchstone but not needing to push other experience away. And maybe as you stay connected with that touchstone, a gentle connection with the breath or sound or the body, maybe you can also just generally have a sense of how you are right now. Being with yourself allowing yourself to be as you are while you're with the breath or hearing or the body. This expression of our meditation, this expression of allowing ourselves to be as we are, is one of the kindest things we can do for ourselves. Being our own friend, sitting with ourselves, however we are in this moment.